Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Health Blast Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher of Alternative Medicine and Wellness Radio. It is going to be a great year, 2015. We are going to have several of our guests who are inspirational, telling their stories, sharing a lot of their tips about how to live a holistic life and love it. We all have all kinds of challenges these days, and we say we'll try things. We don't get the greatest results, or sometimes it's just mediocre. But we're going to learn to love a holistic life. Isn't that great? We're going to learn that it's great to get up in the morning. It's fabulous if it rains, and it's absolutely incredible that we have these challenges and all of the things we can learn from that. And isn't life just a roller coaster? So thank you so much for joining us. Please check us out on Health Blast Radio on Facebook and also Health Blast 2015 on Twitter. Also, our website, drjeanettegallagher.com, for more information. We also have a women over the age of 50 group starting February 1st, which will be sharing a lot of information about how to help us and ourselves. As we are women, we are also caregivers. We are also part of this world that will be bringing more compassion and empathy towards others. Please do join, and please do check it out on our website, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And now, back to the show. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Alternative Medicine Wellness. We are here again on this great Sunday afternoon in the middle of Health Blast 2015, and it's such a pleasure to have our wonderful guest for Sunday, which is Alan Klein. We've been doing a lot of Alan's shows on Sundays because I find it so inspirational, all of his books, and he and I just seem to talk about things that, you know, sometimes on a Sunday it's a good chance to reflect on your week, and a good chance to also have inspiration for the upcoming week. Our lives are so fast and just so quick, and we seem to have a checkoff list and to-do list, and this is my goal, and that's where I've got to be. And sometimes you just need to stop and say, gosh, just for this moment, what am I about? What's going on? And just sit there and just sit still. A lot of Alan's books are wonderful because you can sit down and just open the book to any page, read two or three sentences, and you'll be able to have a wonderful inspirational tip that you might have needed at that moment. Today we're going to be talking about Change Your Life, a little book of big ideas. Great thing for a Sunday to look back and see how your life is going, see how you might want to make changes in your life and say, is this important to me or is it not? Just as I've said, we always say, you know, my life needs to be dot, 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 and you go along the road with these checklists and to-do lists to be able to get to that goal. And then when you get to that goal, you say, why don't I feel better? Why don't I feel accomplished? Why don't I find, you know, that I've got the answers? Well, maybe because it's just what you've done is you've had this external influence on your life and you really wasn't something that in your body and soul was really what you wanted to be about, and you thought it was going to fix something in you. You know, changing your life does not mean change it and then you get to the end goal and the world's going to open up and, you know, it's going to be all cotton candy and lollipops. You know, it's not about a goal. It's about living your life. So when you change your life, you're just saying, I'm going to let some of these worries go today. I'm going to let some of this anger or this regret go today. And you've changed your life. For today, you've changed your life, and you can do that going forward. So it's not a really big chore and not a big goal on the calendar. So I'd like to welcome Alan to the show. Alan, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us every Sunday in January.
It has been a delight, and I know today will be a delight too.
Isn't it a great time, you know, we say about changing your life, and now that we're here in January 2015, everybody makes all of their, what they want to do for their life going forward. And you know how long those lists last?
Not very.
Sometimes it only lasts as long as you could turn the page, just like social media. You read something great and you turn it and you're back into where you were, right?
Right. But, you know, we all have that power to change our life. And sometimes it doesn't take a lot. A little thought can totally change your life forever. So that's why I'm so excited to write. I've written 7 uplifting motivational quotation books. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that it does change people's lives, because words do that. And this book in particular, it's probably moved a lot of people, because it has sold over 100,000 copies. And although they're not all my words, so the way I put them together and the thoughts that I put in there of what I think could help change people's lives dramatically by just 1 or 2 sentences. And things like altering their attitude, or being grateful, or never giving up, or learn to forgive. Such incredible, simple things we can do in our life to improve our life and improve other people's lives as well.
Because I think so many people these days have really lost hope, or they say a dream is, oh, that's just a pie in the sky kind of idea thing, and they don't even believe in miracles anymore. And sometimes when you make 1 or 2 little changes, it will seem like, gosh, that is a real miracle. Something else would show up. Or, oh, my goodness, I would have never dreamed that it would end up this way. And something totally different shows up, don't you think?
Right. And I think people need to, I shouldn't say need to, because, everyone's different. But I think it's a good idea to, look around, because there are miracles all around us. And actually, you touched on one of the categories in the Change Your Life book is believe in miracles.
Right.
And I keep a journal of gratitude, but in it is a lot of what I call mini miracles, things that happen every day that are so incredibly wonderful. And for me, they are indeed a miracle. And I just opened the page to a quote by Arthur Rubinstein. I totally believe in this. He said, "To be alive, to be able to see, to walk, it's all a miracle. I've adopted the technique of living life from miracle to miracle."
Absolutely. You know, because we think sometimes that things should be a certain way. And really, life has its own goals. You know, it's going to play out as it does. It's just we seem to think we have such control over it. Isn't that, that's really something I think a lot of us in this past decade or so have realized, is that we don't have control over everything, but we do have control over the way we feel, or sometimes the way we respond to different things that occur.
Right. You know, I in a number of years past, I've traveled a lot. And I'm always fascinated at an airport when a flight is delayed or canceled, to watch people's reaction, because they expected the flight to be on time. Maybe they do have a connection, but it's really out of their control. It could be the weather, you know, and I've seen people go ballistic because, you know, the flight's not taking off and it's thundering lightning out and it's for their own safety, and yet they go crazy. And it just blows me away. And it becomes humorous for me, because I start laughing at kind of the nonsense that they're going through, knowing that not much can be done, or it's a mechanical problem. Do you really want to be up there and discover the mechanical problem up there, or would you rather have it fixed down on the ground? And yet people totally forget all this logical stuff and just go crazy. And it's not needed. It's not good for their health. It's not good for the people around them. It's certainly not good for the person they're yelling at. It doesn't make things better. It doesn't make the plane get off the ground quicker. It doesn't make the thunder and lightning stop quicker. So it's totally useless. They're just using up all this energy that could be placed elsewhere, and probably not good for their health.
Yes, I think we also put so much emphasis on the world we think is doing to us, and it really is not really the case, you know?
Right.
And sometimes it's just our outlook on it. If So let's say if your air flight didn't leave at the right time or whatever, you could start laughing and say, oh my goodness, now I have time to go into the bookstore, or I have time to go get something to eat. Or maybe I could just sit here because I ran to the plane and I'm tired.
Right.
If we look at those other things, it's just about reframing or letting go of that which you can't control.
Right. Reframing is a great word, because that's really a take the situation you don't like and change it into a more pleasant situation. I got a lesson in that once. The plane was, I think, delayed about 3 hours. And a lot of people, adults, were complaining. But I watched two kids, how they reacted to that delay. And what they did is they took out their little toy cars, and the rug on the airport had a certain pattern. And they just both sat on the floor and made believe the pattern was a highway and was kind of playing with their cars and going all around this pattern on the rug. And they were having a ball. They were having such a good time. And I thought, if they could do that, we could learn from them, and we could do that. And maybe we don't sit on the rug and play with the toy, but, you know, as you say, we can read something. We can meditate. We could write a letter. You know, we could address those Christmas cards. We could go and get some food because we know we won't get a meal on the plane. Or we can just watch other people. I think that's one of the most fascinating things in an airport, is just watch other people. It's just so, for me, you know, how they're dressed, maybe the different language they're speaking. I try to guess what country they're from. But I guess it just to take your mind off of and change your attitude towards what's happening is so important, rather than getting upset. And it's what we're talking about right now, about changing your life. Changing the way you look at life will totally change your life.
And also to not believe that life is a perfection, which we get all engrossed in, is we say, this is how I expect it to be, it will be that way, and it has to be perfect. So many times we have people say, it's not what I expected it to be, it's not what I've done to make sure would happen or anything. And in your book, you have a quote by Stanislaw Lec, and it says, he who limps still walks. In other words, life is still going to go on, you know, and it doesn't have to be perfect. It just is your life. It's just whether or not you can say for that day. I mean, you don't want to darn the day. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't want to damn the day. You want to say, this is a great day no matter what, because it is a day that you have.
Right.
You know?
And what I find, Jeanette, is, you know, what I put out is what I get back.
Yeah.
So if I'm angry with people, somehow that energy is rubbing off, even if I'm not yelling and screaming. You know, I'm frowning. I'm not the kind of person someone else wants to talk to maybe at that moment. What you want in your life is really what you should be putting out. You know, because that is what's going to come back to you. If you're putting out love, if you're putting out joy, that is what's going to come back to you. Because people are then attracted to you. But when you're putting out anger and upset and the world's not giving me what I want, that's probably what you're going to attract. And you're just going to get more of the stuff you don't want.
And that's what we're talking about today, is about Alan Klein's book. It is Change Your Life, a little book of big ideas. If you open this book to almost any page, you'll find a wonderful quote to be able to fit the moment that you're in. It's not something you need to read page, you know, front to back. It's a great book to carry with you, to have on your bedside table, to give as a gift. Just little quotes that will shift your energy for that day, so you won't carry that anger around. And another quote in the book, Alan, is, by Willie Davis. It's, if you step on people in this life, you're going to come back as a cockroach. You know? So I think if you're really in that peed off mood, that would be a great quote for today, huh?
Right. I love that. I love that. And it's exactly what I was talking about. Whatever you give out is what you're going to get back. So I love it. And I love all of my uplifting motivational quotation books. I love that I can just open a page and find a quote that probably is meant for me that day. So here I just open, and oh, this is by that great writer, very prolific, called Anonymous. It's basically what we're talking about. A bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. So if you're going down the road and things aren't the way you want them, make that turn and change that.
Yeah.
You know? I love this quote.
So many times we go down the road and we say, this is just too hard, and we believe that maybe it's messages from God that life is supposed to be difficult and that you're supposed to have hardships and you're supposed to suffer. And I don't really think that that's really what religion has been really saying in some instances. Is it's not supposed to be every single day that you just keep getting all these things put upon you and you have to suffer with pain and anguish.
Well, I don't know what your listeners believe in, God, spirit, you know, whatever, but I do believe that you are never given more than you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get those things, I don't think you need to wish for them or want them to grow, but, you know, they're part of life. I don't know anyone that hasn't had difficulties in their life. But the real test is, how do you handle them? How do you move on? How do you still be joyful in spite of perhaps some of the negative stuff in your life? Or maybe it's not even negative. It's really just stuff. It's just, this is part of life. It's just, you know, we label it, Jeanette, we label it good or bad.
Right.
But sometimes it's just the way it is. You know, so how do you see that? And how do you move on in spite of that? And so that's what I try to teach people in my seminars and my keynote speeches. I do that with humor. I teach humor workshops, therapeutic humor, but also my uplifting quotation books. Just give them a little encouragement to get through the day when things are not going so well.
And another quote in your book by Catherine Sharp is, sometimes in your life you will go on a journey. It may be the longest journey you have ever taken. It's a journey to find yourself. And I think that's what you have just said in different words.
Right, right. And what I like about having the quotation books, she said that in about what, 10 words?
Yeah.
I took about 150. So that's what I like about it. Really, I think a quotation is condensed. Condensation? No, that's water. when you make things smaller.
Yes.
A what?
Make them smaller, you condense them, yeah.
Condense, that's the word. Condense the thought, and so it's much easier to remember, to carry around, to use, rather than sitting and reading a whole page. You have this little thought. Here, this is good for the new year. You, Prathna, said, it's not that today is the first day of the rest of my life, but that now is all there is of my life.
Yes.
So,
and I think too, all of these quotes, you can read them and it can then address in your life. So in other words, these are like guideposts along the road, and you just adapt it to where you are on that road or what's going on in your life.
Exactly. And, of course, the beginning of the year, as we are now, is a perfect time to do that. And maybe, you know, choose one of these and use it for the day, for the week, for the month, to, you know, Change Your Life, which happens to be the name of the book.
Yes, and it's just easier to lighten up to, I think, too, because we give so much emphasis on every single word or something that someone might say or, you know, hey, that car just pulled over and was cutting me off. And it's like, why did that have to ruin your day, right?
Right, you exactly. Know. And I have another book coming out in March called, which you just kind of touched on, called You Can't Ruin My Day. And that is more than just quotations. That has actually 52 ideas of how to take back your power when something or someone you feel has ruined your day. And it does have the idea. It has an exercise, people that can go do that. And then it has, because I'm the world's only jollytologist, it has a whole section on how to lighten up that thing that might ruin your day.
And there's another quote in your book by Tom Lehrer, and it says, life is like a sewer. You get out of it what you put into it. And that's just as what we just got done saying, you know, what you put into it.
Right. So, you know, I ask your listeners, what are they putting into their life? And can they make one little change if it's negative stuff they're putting out there? Can they change that? And I know people say, well, I'm out of work, you know, this and that. And that is true, but how can you at least mentally change that picture? You know, maybe you're out of work because it was a job you hated for 25 years, and maybe now you have the opportunity to do something you really wanted to do your whole life, or time for your family that you've never had time for. You know, I can't tell people what that's going to be for them, but I totally always believe there is good in the not so good. So just find it, look for it. And I think quotes like this help people do that.
And I think also letting go of what we expected. When you say you let go, you know, you're out of work, and it might not have been a great job, but now you have time for your family. But so many people have been ingrained throughout history, you know, in the decades, you know, 50s, 60s, and 70s, that you had to have a job, you have to have a house, you must have two cars, and there's no way you can ever do without two bathrooms, you know? and they're so ingrained in that belief, you know, that their whole world to them is a sheer disappointment.
Yeah, and now I've been reading, you know, things that totally younger people, totally different, particularly in the dot-com age and those that work in that industry. It is the change. It is being open to new ideas that will move them along. Staying in the same job is more negative than positive for some of those people because the world is just changing so rapidly these days. And most of us, except the younger people, can't keep up with it. You know, I just was chatting with my IT person and looking at different things for my website, and it's just like so overwhelming what is available out there and how to accomplish it. So we need to change. We need to look at the change in the world and flow with it, rather than saying, you know, like a river flows, and once you put blocks in the way, it doesn't flow anymore. So we need to remove those blocks in our life so that our life flows, and good things start happening. We invite those in, and good things start happening.
Yes, I'll tell you about the IT thing. I know myself because I'm working on the new websites and pages and Facebook and Twitter and on and on and on, and it's like this IT learning curve. I just don't know if I'm ready for it today. You know? And some days I just go, oh, my gosh. You know, and I will even – I have a friend who I ask a little bit help, and she helps me, and I said, you know, I know what I want to do. I don't know how to do it. And she says, well, just Google it. There's tons of videos out there. And I did that. And I said, but they're still speaking Greek. I still find it's a language I don't understand. And
right.
I think that's very important also, though, to reflect on that with people in their lives, because we're asking them to change something in their life, and they're saying, I don't understand. And we're saying, well, just change your thoughts, and things will open up for you. Your life will shift. Many people don't understand that concept. They don't know what that means. And I think it's so vitally important to say, just keep going. if you're listening to us today, it's check out every one of Alan's shows and just keep replaying them. And what we're saying is just say, you know, oh, that guy cut me off again. And just all of a sudden say, you know what? Isn't that funny? That guy must be in a hurry. And let it go.
Well, his wife's pregnant. You know, his wife's pregnant. The baby's coming out. I got to get to the hospital.
Right. And it's just about shifting it. And then all of a sudden you'll notice when your kids get in the car, they won't be saying, oh, I really don't want to go with mom. All she does is yells at the other drivers. And then one time they'll get in, they'll go, what's wrong with her? She didn't yell at anybody today. So, you know, it's about taking little steps and seeing how it reflects back into your life. I think this is the most important
thing. Right. I also think the other thing is people, okay, I did this. I did an affirmation. I read this positive quote. I've been reading it for 3 days and nothing happened.
Right.
Well, 3 days compared to how long you've lived on this earth, maybe you've lived, I don't know, 10,000 days. So 3 days out of that 10,000 isn't very much, and you've got to keep going, as you said. You can't just do this once and say, why hasn't my life changed? Plus, the other thing, and I totally believe in this, is I think there's some higher power that has a little hand in what we do, and maybe just this time, you know, that you want the change is not the right time because you may not get it fully and you need to wait a while, or maybe this is not right for you at all. You're wanting something and it's not right for you at all. So I think you just got to keep going, keep being positive, keep using some of these positive things. And I just know from my own life and people's lives I see around me, those that do that, those that use affirmations, positive thought, even prayer, are happier, and because of that, they're healthier and just seem more joyful to be around. So I think you just got to keep going. You know, it's not your timeline. You don't know. You don't know how long you have to live on this earth. You just don't know. So put it out there and just see what happens.
And it's also about participating, too. You know, I saw a commercial on TV recently, and the little girl was taking a picture of everything around her. And her father had said, you know, sometimes you just need to step back and experience it. It's not all about the picture. And, you know, when we read affirmations, you can read them, but you need to participate in it. You need to shut off everything around you. You need to sit there and be quiet for a moment. You need to read the words with earnest. It's not like we used to do in the Catholic religion in the 50s when I went to school. It's not memorize every single word. Wash, rinse, and repeat. We all know that, you know? You repeat it, and you say it, and you say it, and you say it, and you're expecting it to do the work for you, which is outside of you. It's really got to come from the inside of you. So by reading affirmations, you need to believe it. You need to feel it. You need to touch it. You need to sense it. It needs to stir something in you. If it doesn't, turn the darn page and find another one, you know?
Right. And you need to act on it. I mean, I just use people, and I myself do this, go to a religious service on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, depending on your religion. And then you feel good there, and maybe you're loving to everyone. And then, you know, as you say, traffic jams. You go home from church, and you're driving, and there's a driver in front of you who is not driving well, or there's traffic, and you start cursing and yelling and screaming. I mean,
right. You
need to live. You need to live some of this. You need to be a part of your being. You need to practice it. You can't just say it.
Right. You need to live that which you believe. It's not something that is separate. You know, we always say that in healthcare, do you think your brain is separate from the rest of your body? Well, most physicians do. Most physicians do because they don't want to know what you're thinking in your head. They just want to know what hurts and how they're going to fix it. You
right,
know?
But we love physicians because they help us heal.
Okay. But
I said that because I have an appointment this afternoon with my skin doctor. doctor.
That was your affirmation for today, correct?
That was my affirmation. I love him. He helps get rid of all these little growths. He makes me look beautiful. I love my skin doctor.
But also, too, you know, we have to realize, too, that they're also people and they can't heal that which they don't know either. They don't really know about the brain if they're supposed to take care of your heart or if they're taking care of your skin. They're not really the ones to go find out about your lungs. So, you know, but the point is it's all about paying attention in life and working on that which you can and, you know, walk the talk. Don't keep saying, well, I read this and I'm, and you know, and I love people that, well, they'll read something and they'll go out and they'll write it on a little piece of paper and they'll give it to all their friends. This is what you need to say. This is what you need to do. But you turn around and look at them and they're not even doing it, right?
Right. And the other thing, I think you need to do it. It's yours. You know, we can learn from other people, but I think other people, we can read books by other people. I'm an author of 25 books, so I certainly give out a lot of advice. But I think anyone that reads my book, or even me, I got to take that advice and use it. I can't just read those words or write those words. So, yeah, you've got to participate in what you're reading or what you're thinking, particularly if, you know, if you want to be more positive, if you want to change your life in some area, you've got to be a participant. You can't just, you know, read it think about it for a moment and then forget about it. You've got to actually do some of it.
You know, I think I've learned my lesson over the decades. You know, when cars cutting you off, I don't think I've complained about a car cutting me off for maybe 30 years now. And then also, you know, when you go to the doctor's office and you have to wait and stuff and everybody's complaining they have somewhere else to be, it's just like, okay, you know, it doesn't faze me. I just don't know what it is, but it just doesn't faze me. But boy, when I go to a restaurant and they bring me the wrong food, that fazes me.
Maybe it's better than what you ordered, though.
No, not really, but I think it's an indication that I just need to not be eating there. So then I just don't eat there and I don't have those issues, you know?
Yeah. I love being waiting at the doctor's office because they have all of these magazines that I don't subscribe to, that I would never read except in the doctor's office. I won't name them.
Right.
But it gives me a chance to flip through this. And sometimes, like the last time I was at the doctor's office, I hardly even sat down. I think I touched the couch. I picked up a magazine, and the receptionist said, come on in, the doctor's ready to see you. And I was actually a little bit annoyed. I didn't have time to go through the magazine, you know. So it's interesting. And I think just watch your reaction to stuff is such a major thing, because we often don't, you know, we jump to conclusions or say stuff that pops out of our mouth. Just take 10 seconds and think about what you're doing, what you're thinking at the moment, and see if that's really what you want to be saying or thinking about.
Absolutely. And this whole book, I think, is just ideas about taking your time. I mean, you even have a chapter on sweet smell of success and take the first step. And, you know, win some, lose some. We just need to give it up sometimes. We just need to say, hey, that road, has way too many boulders in it. You know, I'm super tired of going over those hills by my nails all the time. I think I'm taking another road. And you can just take that other road. You don't have to be on that road. Pain and suffering and, you know, this survival and victim attitude really can always just dissipate.
Yeah, I guess it's that a lot of people play victim. I mean, I grew up in a household like that somebody else is always doing it to my father. You know, it's like he had no control, and that wasn't true. But that was his reality of the world. And so what I try to do in my quotation books, particularly in this one, Change Your Life, is to show people they don't have to do that. They can see what other people have said about life and maybe incorporate some of these things in their own life.
Absolutely. So, Alan, we've come to the end of the show, and I want to end with a quote. It is in the beginning of the book. The book is Change Your Life, A Little Book of Big Ideas by Alan Klein, right in the beginning it says to change one's life, start immediately, do it flamboyantly, no exceptions. That's by William James. And I think that that is really what the goal of Health Blast 2015 and the women's program, Women Over Age 50, is really about. We're going to pull out, you know, the boas and the stilettos. And, you know, if you have to, you just hang those stilettos on your walker. What's the big deal? It's still about having a life, you know. I mean, we have got to just live it up to every single second instead of sitting back and waiting for it to just pass by, right?
Oh, definitely. And I may have said this on another show, but and I may get this from my mother, but she was so full of life. She died when she was 95, but she was in independent living.
Mm-hmm.
And every Saturday night they would have live music, and she would get up with her walker and dance to the music, and she called her walker Fred Astaire.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, you just have got to live it. You know, I pass by a nursing home every single day when I'm going down the street. And I look at it and I say, you know, I can imagine those people that have checked into there and never checked out of there. They're just in there, and they're just in this small room, and that's their life until they wait until it tick-tocks away. And I think really our mission in life is to be able to help each other, you know, live it flamboyantly, as this quote says. How can we live it wild, crazy, and it doesn't matter, you know, kick labels to the curb, as I would always say.
I love it. Great advice.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you with us here on this Sunday in January.
Thank you. It, as usual, has been a joy. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you'd like more information about Alan Klein, his book, Change Your Life, A Little Book of Big Ideas, the link is on the bottom of today's show page, which will go directly to his website. Please do check it out because it has so much more information about Alan. He has a lot of books in print, and if you just get a few of those books, you know, you could use them as gifts, put them on your table. Someone comes over and they say, what is that? They pick it up and read something, say, here, you can have it, take it with you. And that's really great because it's all about sharing the message, because a lot of people don't always, you know, when you're really hurting and when you're really stuck in yourself, you might not be looking for other people's advice per se. You're really just looking for something to stir inside of you. And all of Alan's books are great inspirational books. So thank you so much for joining us today here on this Sunday. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Please do check out our websites on Sedona Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and also we will be on YouTube hopefully by the end of January. All of those venues, please post a comment and share us on social media. We're more than happy to hear your comments, and we'd love to just share the message with others. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. It has been a pleasure to be with you, and we hope you found more information that will be able to make your life just a little bit easier. You know, it's not an easy trip all the time in this life, and sometimes we say, you know, if I could just maybe hear it from somebody else, or maybe hear that someone else's story might be similar to mine, or maybe just gain a few extra tips to make my journey a little bit easier. Please join us on Health Blast Radio every day for the year 2015, where we will be having so many different practitioners, all kinds of authors, just regular people like you and I, having a casual conversation about a different topic almost every day. Check out our website for more information on the Women Over Age 50 group. It is drjeanettegallagher.com. You can always just Google my name, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and you will find out so much more information about upcoming radio shows, about other websites I have, other programs we are currently doing. And if you just need help, please pick any of the websites, any of the links, and send me a private message. Thank you so much for joining us today on Health Blast Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure, and please, just in the morning, before you reach for that cell phone or the television remote or even your glasses, open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for another day. It's been a pleasure. And have a great day.